Yeah, hey, it's, you know, it's just after 10. You just heard Camper Van Beethoven, all her favorite fruit from Camper Van Beethoven is dead. Long live Camper Van Beethoven. For that Modest Mouse, Tiny Cities Made of Ashes. And that set was started off with Men Without Hats and Antarctica. Folk of the 80s is the EP that's from. Good old 1981, I believe. Long time ago, yeah. So yeah, hey, here we are, and it is just after 10. We're just wasting time furiously. We have about an hour and 58 minutes left, and this is the hour where it gets a little crazy. And I'm gonna play something. I've been trying to play a lot of stuff recently that I haven't been playing, but I just love this piece. I'm gonna play it because I just love it, and I get to play it during this section of the program because, yeah, it's lengthy. 25 minutes and 41 seconds worth. Lengthy. But it's good stuff. So, there you go. We learn a lot about radio and music and other stuff like that. Yeah, so there you are. Here I am. And, yeah, don't really have much to say. Spring sprung. Dumpsters are still on fire. World's burning. We're all gonna die. Let's be happy, right? Or something like that. I don't know. Anyways, yeah. I guess I'll go ahead and tell you what we're gonna play, because we're almost there to that point where I get to hit play. From the album Helter Stupid by Negative Land, we're gonna be listening to all of the wonderful pieces of The Perfect Cut. Yes, it is perfect.
The ones who brought you Image 73 bring you something different.
Moribund music of the 70s. Cali Award winner Dick Vaughan takes you all the way back to a long-forgotten period to explore the lost realms of a slow and indiscriminate culture, sauntering through the last phases of the American Dream era. Brought to you in authentic 1970s stereophonic format, you will relive or experience for the first time the past as it actually happens. Through music, commercials, news reports, contests, phone calls, and most importantly, Dick Vaughan's moribund music of the 70s.
Nebulous. Oblique.
All individual logo elements have been isolated from the larger cuts of the winning score to provide additional short IDs and promo pieces. There are acapellas, dozens and dozens of instrumental thematic elements, an entire catalog of scored production music in every possible tempo, intensity, and texture.
Listen.
Oh, a synchronizer, huh?
Execute a perfect cut.
Perfect cut.
hate
They've
you.
All got something in common.
Or they wouldn't have gone to this trouble.
They're all using short jingles.
There's nothing wrong with short jingles, for God's sake. They make for a better format and flow. They're
faster. We agree.
Well, they are.
There are a lot of good reasons for short IDs.
Well, they are.
But there's no reason they should make you sound the same as everybody else.
Same as everybody else.
What they are. What they are. What they are. Is marvelous pirates and great presenters of other people's ideas.
They look pretty good.
Yeah,
pretty good.
Yeah, they look good, but they look good.
Why, yes, in spite of the more ridiculous excesses.
That sounds different.
That's different. That's
different. Yeah, they look good, but who's, we're talking about selling records. We're not talking about, you know, bringing in people for nostalgia purposes here.
Execute a perfect cut.
And I ain't heard nothing up and down the dial in the middle of the dial of nowhere.
Mayonnaise.
But a bunch of rooty poops.
Come on, baby.
Know what I mean? So please, whatsoever you do. I'm a human radio station.
Got it?
Okay.
Cut,
Pink Floyd.
Okay.
No.
Kidding.
Calling me no disc jockey and all that other stuff.
No.
I'm the greatest radio personality in the world.
No,
I like Pink Floyd too, you know?
Bunch of rooty poops.
Know what I mean?
Got it.
They don't understand the fragmentation. Let's take a phone call.
KCPX, Salt Lake City.
Day in and day out. So they sat and listened to the radio day in and day out. To see what it was that was popular.
They don't understand the fragmentation.
They could be still making a lot of records and a lot of money to the record companies in 1992. That's what we've been talking about. Who is going to be, have the staying power? Who will be around 7 years from now?
David Bowie, Julian Lennon, and
Madonna?
Well, it's become a very big business, and there are small companies too. It's fragmented, but I think that, yes, it's a very big business. Listen.
I got permanently pressed hang-ups over here.
What you doing, old-timer?
Singing, can't you tell?
But you're only interested in gold.
That's why I'm singing, going after a gold record.
Try Nuco Margarine.
How's it gold?
Nuco's good as gold. For very little silver.
It'll never sell.
Sure will. Nuco tastes like butter and costs much less than the other fancy margarines.
Nice tune, but you can't dance to that.
Fragmentation.
They don't understand the fragmentation.
The record industry alone is $12 billion a year worldwide. In America, it's $5 billion of that.
Another perfect cut.
It means it's big business.
And yet another perfect cut.
That doesn't include the personal appearance tours, doesn't include the merchandising, doesn't include the music publishing and the songwriting, and all of the ancillary tie-ins like a deal with Coca-Cola for $5, $10, or $12 million to tie in with a particular soft drink manufacturer.
I'd like a piece of meat.
Depends upon at what point in their career. Certainly in the beginning of their career, it could be 8% of the retail selling price, 10%, 12%. It depends if their producer is included. A big superstar, you should figure, is getting about 20% of the retail selling price of a record.
Perfect cut.
I'd like a piece of meat.
I would think so, and maybe some kickers and well and some other bonuses, but they also get guarantees in advance that they might get a $5 million advance against their royalties, which means it's recouped against each unit they sell, but if they don't ever have to return that. That's the beginning of what's called the depersonalization of the art. But that's also the beginning of the money-making process, because all of this is a business. It's making music, but it's also making money.
$10 bills.
Oh, my God.
$50 bills. $100 bills.
What's on everybody's lips today?
You can cut your meat bill in half or eliminate it entirely.
Is it budget,
budget, and budget, and budget?
Is it budget,
budget, and budget, and budget?
Well,
budget.
Budget. Well, I suppose little wonder with a high cost of eating.
I said, I-
yet another perfect cut.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, what a coincidence.
What a coincidence.
This happens to be in style.
Well, the most important things I have in my life are succeeding in making my goals. And my goals are, I'd like to get a swimming scholarship to a college. And I'd like to become a lawyer when I grow up, you know. And I'd like to go to college, probably at UCLA, because I hear they have nice weather and good-looking guys. And, oh, what a party place. And, you know, it's not too bad of a school either. And, let's see. I'd like to have next year at high school, you know, I'd like to make a lot of friends, have a nice time with them. And I'd like to get a few boyfriends and have a nice time with them. And, let's see, what else? I'd like to go to a lot of parties, have a good time. When I grow up, I want to get a white rabbit convertible and live in a nice place and have a dog named Gidget who would never leave me. And I'd like to work in a nice building downtown with a bunch of good-looking guys working there. I can have a nice time and, you know, take my friends out to lunch and buy my parents nice things and just be a happy person. And the most important thing in my life is to go to heaven when I die.
Yeah. I think that's it.
That was exciting because it was so foreign to the adults. Oh, it was, I mean, they were so turned off to that music, including myself.
As I said before, give them another brand and they'd be a halfwit.
We've been listening to you and you've been telling us that you had identity problems.
Give them credit for having that much sense.
When I first played it, I said, is this for real?
Their music.
Is this for real?
That's what do you expect from dropouts?
You told us that your competitors' jingles sound like yours. You've been telling us that you need to increase flow out of stop sets. The jingle shouldn't hang up the flow at the most crucial time. The time when you need to get from a commercial break back into music. You've been telling us that you need a new way of handling promo lines.
One of the guys who was on before me says, Casey, says, you know, nobody's going to listen to you. He says, what's happening is this new music. That maybe I should listen more closely. And I did. And I learned to dance to it. And then it was over. I was sucked in.
Mark, what do you listen to?
And you've been telling us that the jingles need to be shorter.
One radio station. One vital channel of communication is the single voice that can speak for it all.
Dead.
Now, listen.
Mark, you just claimed a $100 bill.
Oh, my God.
$100, Mark.
I don't believe it. Nancy
Keats Jane. $100.
Oh, my God. I have a heart attack. Oh, listen to me. Keats
Jane. $100 bill.
Fantastic.
You like that?
That is superb.
The modulators.
Cut five.
WCFL.
Now let's add timpani to accent call letters.
WCFL.
Now let's add the orchestra.
WCFL.
Increase identity with vehicles that will increase flow. That's the idea. IDs that hit hard and hit running.
Short day.
Shotgun intros and accents on each letter of your call. IDs to increase flow out of stop sets.
Fast and tight.
We call the series the Propellants.
New sugar-free Dr. Pepper.
Clip joint.
It tastes as good as regular Dr. Pepper.
With the propellant insert cuts, your personalities are tied to your call letters. Notice how the orchestra accents the call letters to drive home your logo.
You thought I didn't see you now, didn't you?
How often should jingles be played?
Cut 11.
Let's face facts.
Yeah.
A top 40 station's average listening span is lucky to be only 11 minutes.
Pathetic.
You must identify yourself within your audience listening span. You also need enough musical identification to avoid predictability.
Now, something different. Cut 8.
Flow activation. That means keeping the energy flow constant between elements. Whether or not those elements complement one another.
Forget the stereo beacon.
The series also includes up to 9 DJ shouts.
The catfish. Jane West.
Plus over 30 special electronic components for use in contest, production, and as personal identifiers for each DJ.
Dick Vaughan's Moribund Music of the 70s. Please come along with Dick as he officially offers you this last chance excursion into yesteryear. For soon the path will be overgrown and lost forever. From January 1st, 1970, to December 31st, 1979. We've got your moribund music.
I still say Dick Vaughan is a prostitute.
Powerful identification and increased flow. All tempos are covered, fast, moderate, and slow.
And your pummelizer handles with the propellant insert cuts.
Mr. Joe Simon for Coke.
Insert cuts.
W solid gold. CFL.
Today and tomorrow only.
All hit music.
The insert cuts also enable you to handle a cold start transition smoothly.
Today and tomorrow only.
Cal Whiten with the honeycomb. This is one ad.
Today and tomorrow only. Top-selling stereo LP sale priced at just $266. 8-track tapes now only $444. Featuring a fantastic assortment of bestsellers from Billboard Magazine's Top 100, including LPs and tapes by The Jackson 5, The Carpenters, Elton John, Neil Young, Cat Stevens, Black Sabbath, James Taylor, and Ike and Tina Turner.
More specially selected favorites are coming up in just minutes. So keep listening.
I'm Jenny Miller with news headlines for December 1978. In the news this month, U.S. space probes strike Venus on target. The average price of regular gasoline soars to 76.7 cents per gallon. A killer twister rocks northwestern Louisiana to the tune of $100 million as Leif Garrett dances his way into the top 10 for the very last time.
The power, ideas in imagery.
W-I-N-D.
Brass.
Strings.
Percussion.
90, 90,
the power is ideas in station imagery.
That's 15 total cuts, plus showers, plus showers.
And it won't take even a second longer on the air, because the logo statement and reinforcement is woven throughout the instrumental background, giving you an exciting way to accentuate your message.
You can hear the power. Let your listeners feel it. It's called the power because it's solid reinforcement of your program.
And another
communication.
It's so annoying. I used to just shut the radio right off.
Just when you thought it was safe to turn on your radio, jam the box.
Perhaps even a rare, he attempts to jam.
Is that what we were waiting for?
I am a jabber, jabber, jabber.
Jam, and the special effects are just amazing. Jam the box.
Better transition in half the time. The jingle never gets in the way of the flow.
There's no way,
Roy,
you're
going to keep the jammers out of here.
For Abund Music, 1978.
I still say Dick Vaughan is a prostitute.
Yeah!
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 He said Dick Vaughan was a prostitute.
Jesus Christ.
His mama? He said Dick Vaughan.
Stop all that noise.
Number one, if you would like to understand the words to this music, what you have to do is put on a pair of headphones, turn the volume at a very low level, and you can hear the words very clearly. You can't hear them through the speakers. It's, you have to use the headphones.
On the other side of this record.
On the other side of this record. On the other side of this record.
Another perfect cut.
And now, 200 cuts later, another cut.
We've been going at it for about half an hour now.
Perfect cut.
I thought the FCC was going to clean this up.
Time.
Remember.
Now's the time.
Remember.
Now's the time. You've got 48 hours to save a lot of money. Now's the time. You've got 48 hours to save a lot of money.
Remember.
Now's the time. You've got 48 hours to save a lot of money.
Remember.
What a. Now's the time. You've got 48 hours to save a lot of money. What a. Now's the time. You've got 48 hours to save a lot of money. What a. Now's the time. You've got 48 hours to save a lot of money. What a switch. Now's the time. You've got 48 hours to save a lot of money. What a switch. Now's the time. You've got 48 hours to save a lot of money. What a switch. Now's the time. You've got 48 hours to save a lot of money. What a switch. Now's the time. You've got 48 hours to save a lot of money. What a. Now's the time. Now's the time. What a. You've got time. You've got 48 hours to save a lot of money. What a time. You've got 48 hours to save a lot of money. What a switch. Now's the time. You've got 48 hours to save a lot of time. What a switch. Now's the time. Switch. Now's the time.
Remember.
What a switch.
Remember.
What a switch.
Remember.
What a switch.
Remember, nothing happens until someone buys something. Nothing happens until someone buys something.
Now, you might be telling yourself, the project sounds great.
What can I say? It's just beautiful.
The project in its package form is available for your use immediately with your own chosen title for the album, as well as the entire inside cover surface for your use.
Take two high-quality stereo LPs, put them in a full-color jacket, add a beautiful sexy gal on front, and candid photos of the KQ jocks inside.
You don't need words like hard-hitting.
Power
and
explosive.
You've got a bombshell.
Perfect, God.
In the retail stores, the album will sell for $4.88, and you will receive an additional 25 cents per album above the royalty rate set for mail order. The stores will receive the album on a 90-day consignment basis with 100% return guarantee. They will be billed $3.73 per album at the end of the consignment period for records sold. And this is the highest quality pressing in the industry.
Yes.
For complete cut-by-cut demo tapes and lyric sheets and information about other services, please return the enclosed reply card.
Moribund music of the 70s.
I'm going to go reproduce. Stand by.
Fat pink boy.
The Stickleback polymorphous pervert.
That was really good.
Yeah, wasn't it?
Yes.
What about the record?
They'll get it.
Copyright 1975.
You are listening to the Big Waste of Time Global Chemical Corporate Empire and Theme Park Industrial Complex Consortium presents The Doncast. Here with your host, Don the Don Rossberger. It's about halfway through the hour, and it's time for the Don to do something that he does best. That's right, he's going to find something promotional to read.
Yeah, you know, because it's so hard to find something with a promo at the top and then read it, because, you know, whatever. I guess people here at the station can't read or something. I don't know. This is a promo. It says promo at the top. I'm going to read it at the bottom of the hour right now. Yep, or at 30. Yeah, right on the money. WUVT wants to help you get your voice heard. If you're trying to promote a nonprofit organization or event, or if you just have a cause worth fighting for, you can get your message sent to the New River Valley and beyond by submitting a public service announcement with WUVT. For details, visit the Public Relations/PSA section of our website, www.wuvt.vt.edu, or pick up a PSA submission form from outside the WooVit Studios at 350 Squires Student Center. All right, there you go. And, yep, that's that. Coming up next here on the program, we're going to play a couple tracks. I had a request in the 9 o'clock hour, and I'm finally getting to something for you. Yes, indeed. They're going to hear some Swans. And, well, you know, long form hour. Let's play something that's over a half an hour long. Yeah! Yeah, that's how we do it. Yes, indeedy. And, yep, that's what I'm going to do. So, there you are. Here I am. And, this is, from the album of the same name. This is a track entitled The Seer.
Yeah.